This is Dr. Schumacher dictating a nursing home history and physical. I'm Julia Gritzinger. Julia is J-U-L-I-A, Gritzinger, G-R-I-T-Z-I-N-G-E-R. Place was Mission Point, Flint. Date was August 18, 2023. New paragraph patient profile. Mrs. Gritzinger is a 61-year-old female who returned from the hospital yesterday, August 17th, period. He presented to the hospital August 15th with hematuria for 5 days, period. Before that, she had renal abscess that was treated a few months ago, and then she had another hospitalization for replacement of a stent, period. Shortly thereafter, she started the hematuria, and there was also pain, period. She requested to go to the hospital, period. There was bloody urine with associated clots, period. There's no associated fever or chills, but she had dysuria, period. She'd previously was treated with a course of antibiotics, period. She was found this hospitalization if I have ESBL, E. coli, and thus comes back to us on INVANS, period. Her hemoglobin was 12.7 and hematocrit was 39.6, and there was no leukocytosis, period. Urology was consulted, period. There are no new lesions seen on a renal ultrasound, period. Her abdomen was soft, period. The bleeding has stopped, period. She was given fluid and she was sent home on the ertapenem, period. She comes back for further therapy and post-acute care, period. There was a concern for pyelonephritis, period. They did not have to change the stent or do any kind of cystoscopy this last admission period. New paragraph is also known she has a left foot drop that's long-standing and she has multi-level cervical and lumbar spinal degenerative disease, period. New paragraph review of systems, constitutional. She does not feel feverish or report chills. Eye, no complaints. ENT, no complaints. Respiratory, no current dyspnea or cough. Cardiovascular, no chest pain or palpitations. GI, no abdominal pain, vomiting or bleeding or diarrhea. GU, no dysuria or other complaints. Musculoskeletal, she has left side weakness, mainly the lower extremity, period. GU, no current dysuria or hematuria, period. In a recent past, she had a renal abscess that was drained and treated with antibiotics. Under musculoskeletal, you can put down diffuse arthralgias and back pain and weakness in the left side with foot drop, period. Endocrine, no polyuria or polydipsia. Neurologic, occasional headaches, no syncope or seizures, skin or rash or itch. New paragraph, past history is positive for chronic low back pain, foot drops and left lower extremity, weakness, period. She's not ambulatory, period. COPD, history of ovarian cancer with mets of the lungs, hysterectomy, C-section. In paragraph, family history, mother and paternal uncle had arthritis. Mother died at an advanced age, period. Father died of pancreatic cancer, period. Her brother died of pancreatic cancer. In paragraph, social history, she smokes and there's a past history of alcohol and marijuana use, period. New paragraph, medications. Tylenol 650 milligrams every 6 hours as needed. Norco 7.5 through 25, one every 6 hours as needed. Folic acid 1 milligram. Change that. Folic acid 0.5 milligrams daily. Albuterol by nebulizer every 4 hours if needed. Ertapenem 1 gram IV daily by the PICC line. Symbicort 8-4.5, 2 puffs, twice a day. Norco 7.5-325, 1 tablet every 6 hours as needed. Albuterol by nebulizer every 4 hours if needed. In the paragraph, allergies, aspirin, and chocolate. In the paragraph, examination. He's not acutely distressed and looks much better. Period. Blood pressure 120 over 62. Temperature 97.6. Pulse 82. Respiratory rate 16. Head and neck exam. Pupils equal and reactive to light. Eyelids and conjunctiva normal. Extraocular lumens intact. Oral mucosa normal. Ears normal inspection. Neck supple. No mass. No nodes. Lungs are clear to percussion and auscultation without labored breathing. Cardiovascular normal, S1, S2, no gout, no murmur, no edema. Abdomen soft. No tenderness now in the flank or abdomen, period. No palpable organomegaly. Neurologic cranial is normal, period. Left lower extremity is severe weakness, period. This includes thigh flexion, knee flexion and extension, and she has a foot drop on the left. The right side is normal, period. Speech is coherent, period. She doesn't ambulate. Period. A paragraph. Musculoskeletal shoulder range of motion is normal, and there's no acute inflammation in any joints. No cyanosis. Skin is intact, firm and dry, without rash or major lesions. New paragraph assessment of the plan. One, she has evidence of a urinary tract infection with ESBL E. coli and comes back on ertapenem, 1 gram IV daily for 1 week, period. She has a PICC line. Two, she has COPD, and I will continue Symbicort 80-4.5, 2 puffs twice a day, plus albuterol by nebulizer as needed every 4 hours, period. Three, she has multi-level spinal disease and a left foot drop, period. She's wheelchair-bound and not ambulatory, period. This has been since about 2018 or so, period. Four, the past history of alcohol excess, period. There's no evidence of this currently, period. I'll continue the current plan as ordered, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating. End of dictation. Oh.